Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ngayong umaga, pag-uusapan natin ang halaga ng breast screening at mga karaniwang maling paniniwala tungkol dito at kung paano ding makakatulong ang maagang pagtuklas upang makapagligtas ng buhay. Dahil dyan, makakasama natin ngayon si Celine Prasad, Breast Screen Operations Manager at Designated Radiographer ng Breast Screen Sydney West Services sa Westmead Breast Cancer Institute sa Westmead Hospital. At matagal na siyang nagtatrabaho sa larangan ng breast imaging at cancer screening at aktibong tumutulong sa mas maraming kababaihan na magkaroon ng access sa mas maagang pagtuklas ng breast cancer. Makakasama din natin si Katrina Santos Monses, isang tutor radiographer sa Westmead Breast Cancer Institute, New South Wales at Breast Screen Sydney West. Bilang isang Filipina health professional naman, mahalagang bahagi rin si Katrina sa pagsusulong ng breast health awareness at pagtulong sa mga kababaihan mula sa iba't ibang komunidad na magkaroon ng tamang kaalaman tungkol sa breast screening. Celine and Katrina, welcome to SBS Filipino.
Thank you.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat.
Breast cancer is something many women hear about, but perhaps not everyone realizes how common it is. So hindi pa alam ng marami na kung gaano kadami nagkakaroon ng sakit nito. But Celine, how common is breast cancer among women in Australia?
Thank you, Edna, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to come and talk about such an important topic. So as you had already mentioned, that breast cancer is the most common cancer, and it's the most common cancer diagnosed in women in Australia. 1 in 7 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. By the time age of 85, 1 in 7 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. But the good news is that when breast cancer is detected early, through regular screening treatment, it is often more successful and survival rates is much, much higher. In fact, Australia has one of the highest breast cancer survival rates in the world, with more than 90% of women surviving at least 5 years after the diagnosis. So that's really good statistics. Mm-hmm. And this is why programs such as Breast Screen Australia is so important. They offer a free breast screening program every 2 years for women between age 50 to 74. And that helps in detecting cancers before symptoms are develop. And when treatment is most effective, breast cancer can affect any woman regardless of her background, culture, or family history. Many women who are diagnosed with breast cancer do not have family history. In fact, 90% of women who get diagnosed with breast cancer do not have a family history. So that's why it's very important to women to know that. And just because they don't have family history does not mean they don't have that breast screening done. Yeah.
That's a great message. And we often hear, or madalas nating naririnig, the word screening. But not everyone, I guess, would understand the process or kung ano nga ba ang screening. Would anyone would like to explain what exactly is the breast screening and who should get screened?
Ang breast screening ay isang paraan na ating ginagawa na i-x-ray natin at ating mga breasts. So ito ay tinatawag na mammogram para sa simpleng salita na lagi nating naririnig. Ang layunin ng breast screening ay matagpuan ang breast cancer sa mababang stage. Kaya napaka-importante po sa ating mga kababaihan na makilahok dito po sa ating programa ng breast screening dahil po ang ating purpose, ang ating layunin dito ay mangalap natin ang ating mga kababaihan na magpamammogram at makita natin na kung meron mang cancer na nabubuo sa kanilang mga breasts ay makita natin to sa napakababa o napaka-earliest stage. At katulad na sinabi ni Celine, at the earlier na natin ma-pick up ang cancer, madali itong gamutin at haba ang ating buhay.
Can we say na ito ay x-ray ng dibdib? X-ray of the breast.
Yes. So, katulad ng, say, for example, kung ang tao ay gusto magpa-chest x-ray, ito'y para sa puso, sa baga. Ito naman ay mammogram, ay x-ray ng ating mga breasts. So, paano po natin itong ginagawa? Meron po tayong mga special machine na naroroon sa ating mga screening clinic. Now, ang proseso po ito ay tatagal po ng mga 20 minuto. So, ito po ay hindi po 2 minutong sa loob ng room, kundi kasama na rin po ito sa pag-fill up ng forms. Mm-hmm. Ngunit pag pasok sa loob ng screening room ay ito na lang po ay magtatanggal ng sa loob ng 10 minuto. Okay. So ang compression po ay ginagamit natin sa ating mga breast, inilalagay po natin ang breast sa isang plate at meron po itong paddle na bababa patungo sa ating mga dibdib. Now, i-compress po natin ito sa halagang tama para maipasa ito at makita ng maayos ang ating mga breasts. So, sa panahon na naka-compress ang ating mga breasts, makaramdam po tayo ng discomfort. Hindi naman po ito masakit, kundi parang, you know, mayroong konting hindi maganda sa ating nararamdaman. May pressure, pero hindi po sakit ang mararamdaman. So, saglit-saglit lang po itong compression na ito, natatagal ng siguro 5 segundo. So, bawat pagkuha ng litra ng mammogram, 5 segundo, tataas na po yun at, you know, nakuha na natin ang iyong image ng isang breast. So, ang ating mammogram ay nagkakaroon ng 4 litrato po. So, kanan, kaliwa, at kukuha po tayo ng side pictures po. So basically, 4.
Opo. Parang lahat. Mm-hmm.
So, isang tinatawag nating craniocaudal view. So, paharap po yun. Mm-hmm. At tinatawag nating medial lateral oblique, which is yung ating sideways na makikita natin ating mga kilikili. Mm-hmm. So, i-compress natin to sa 4 beses po. So, 4 na angulo na titingnan ng ating mga breasts. So, napakadali lang po. So, ito po ay isang regalo natin sa ating mga sarili na magpunta ng 20 minuto lang po ang hinihingi natin para talagang maisalba natin at mapangalagaan natin ang ating mga kalusugan, lalo natin sa ating mga breasts.
Yeah. So parang 5 seconds versus yung lifetime ng peace of mind.
Oh, yes,
for yes. For most women, yes. Ano, na so ito ba ay ano yung level of discomfort na mararamdaman nila that they could feel?
Para lang may nakadagan sa inyong dibdib ng 5 segundo. Yun lang. Yun lang. At hindi naman ito napakasakit na hindi natin maititiis.
Mm-hmm.
Talagang ang compression ay para lang mayroong yun nga, nakadagan sa ating mga dibdib ng 5 segundo lang. At pagkaraan po nito, nako, maigi na po ating pakiramdam. So sa mga kababaihan na you know, nag-iisip na o nag-aalinlangan na hindi ko kaya ito, at kung alam niyo na ang iyong mga pain threshold ay napakababa, minsan ay iniminumungkahi po natin sa ating mga kababaihan na pwede sila magpanadol 30 minutes before their appointment.
What are the other myths? I mean, the other factors that scares people or prevent people from getting the help or getting screened?
Radiation is one of the concerns that women have, and one of the reasons they do not want to have a mammogram done. And I think this information is not out there, that radiation dose that we use to do a mammogram is such a low dose. It is just equivalent to traveling from here to Perth. It is how low the radiation dose is, or equivalent to like 3 months of background radiation. We are always exposed to radiation, TV, microwave, right? So radiation is such a low level, so there should not be a reason. Women shouldn't be worried about it, and it shouldn't stop them from having a mammogram. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the impact of the misinformation about mammogram to all other women who would want to try it or to ask for help?
That's the thing. So when this misinformation is out in the public, that stops women from coming and having a screening done, right? And I think that is something that, for example, if a woman has had a mammogram done and it was a discomfort to her, and I think it's just important, so when she goes out in the public and someone asks her about it, it's important to give the right messaging. Yes, it is discomfort, but the key thing is it saves lives, right? So by giving a wrong message, you've stopped someone from coming and having done something that is so important.
At isa pong napakahalagang pagbabago sa ating mundo ng mammography ay may mga bago na po tayong mga machine na teknolohiya talaga. Maraming ng mga matatalinong tao dito sa mundong ito na kaya nilang gawin itong mga bagay na ito na ginagamit natin ngayon sa loob ng mammogram room na talagang nagbibigay comfort. Mm-hmm. O extra comfort sa ating mga breast pag minamammogram natin. So, dati-rati po ang mga machine natin ay metallic at matusok ang mga corners niya. Yung mga dulo. Sharp, yes. Oo. Kaya kung sakaling naroroon ang inyong mga parte ng katawan at i-compress natin, yes, masasabi natin 15 taon nakalipas, oo, masakit. Mm-hmm. Pero ngayon, ako po'y naniniwala na itong pagbabago ng machine at pagbabago ng how na kung paano ito na ginawa ay talagang nakabawas sa discomfort ng ating procedure. Kaya marami na po tayong mga klaseng machine. So dalawa po ang klase ng machine natin sa screening mammogram. Sa bawat kwarto po ng ating sa screening room sa Sydney West, may isa pong klaseng machine dito at sa kabila naman po ay iba ring machine na parehong nagbibigay ng comfort sa ating mga breast habang minamammogram.
And now, we all know that something is brewing, and you ladies are preparing for another community initiative, which is the Pink Filipiniana. Can you tell me more about this, please?
So we were at an event. We were at a DK event at International Women's Day, and there were a group of women who were sitting, and one of the ladies commented, like, why can't we have our own sort of a, because they knew that we were from breast screen, is there something like just focused where it is Filipino women are leading the breast cancer awareness, right? There's sort of like there's nothing in Australia yet. And so that was where the seed was planted, and we thought, like, it will be such a great initiative. This is the first initiative that will be led by Filipino women and to do with breast cancer awareness. Like there's programs like organizations like Pink Sari who are doing this great work in the community. So it is sort of a similar parallel to something like that we can do. I believe like having something where it is so community focused within Filipino community is going to really help reach out to women and give them encourage them to have breast screening, spread the word around, and hopefully while doing that, we can. So what we are planning to do is launch this initiative event during October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. While doing that, we're hoping to do some bit of fundraising. And so we are not only focused in trying to spread the word around here in Australia, within Sydney, but hoping that fundraising is also going to give us that leverage or give us that opportunity to go out to Philippines and help women out there, for early detection or helping sort of radiographers teaching them about mammography. This is just a start. We're hoping to, it hopefully takes us where we want to go and hopefully can help us achieve what we want to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ito po'y napaka malaking proyekto para sa amin ni Celine dahil ito po yung una sa ating komunidad ng ating mga Pilipino na magkakaroon tayo ng Pink Filipiniana na naway ito'y maging maging matagumpay para maipangalap natin ang ating mensahe sa ating mga kababaihan at hindi lang yon kundi kung ano man po ang mangangalap nating mga tulong, ay maitutulong din natin hindi lang po dito sa Australia, kundi nga po sa ating mga kababayan natin na nasa Pilipinas na nangangailangan din ng tulong. Hindi lang po, kundi sa mga babaeng may breast cancer din sa ating sa Pilipinas. So, isa po itong aking inaasahan ng malaki sa taong na ito na sa pagdating ng Oktobre ay naway ito'y maging matagumpay po para sa proyektong ito.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just wanted to know, what prompted you to do this? Do you see any gap or something, or some challenges within the community or a certain community that pushed you to do this?
Definitely there's a gap. There definitely, what from my like breast cancer operations perspective, I can see this. There is, while we, you know, Breast Cancer New South Wales is doing a lot of community outreach work, and so our local sort of Breast Cancer Sydney West is doing it, but there's still a lot of community outreach work that needs to be done. We still come across women, and I think Katrina will agree, when you ask like, did you know about this program before? And they say like, no, I never heard about it. Oh, how did you end up on my GP? So like, there's still women who really don't know about this program. So as much community outreach work that can be done, as much as these initiatives that can be, you know, we can come up with these initiatives, the better it is to put that word out there. Absolutely. When it comes to health literacy, it is quite a challenge, especially in Sydney West. It's very heavily multicultural. Women who come from other countries who do not know about this, they come from a country, there's no screening program in there, right? Mm-hmm. And they just so get busy in trying to settle down and all this, so they forget about this bit of it. So in any way we can help and be out there, especially as radiographers, we do this. You know, there's a certain way we can connect with them and say like, you know what, this is so important. So absolutely. And that's why like we don't just, we're so grateful that you could give us this opportunity to come and talk about it, right? So there's absolutely a lot of community outreach work that needs to be done. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Humahaba yung lubid na pwede nating iabot sa ating mga kababaihan. Ngayon natin nandito na tayo sa SBS. Talagang mas humaba ang lubid na maaabot natin sa mga kababaihan na walang kaalaman tungkol sa breast screening.
What kind of partnerships have you developed with other community organizations or group after the forums or after all the community events that you guys have attended to?
We have absolutely, like through our presentations and, you know, been active out there, we have been able to develop or connect with a lot of other organizations and that has given us opportunities. For example, the Bhutanese communities that we have been able to connect with, and recently with the African community. That is one community we were struggling to, you know, find someone to partner with. So that really has helped us as well. And of course, with the DICA, like Filipino communities as well, like that has helped us, get the invitation to go and speak. Mm-hmm. So that all this has definitely, absolutely given us all these opportunities. They see us, they say, okay.
At, you know, hindi lang po sa, kundi nabigyan ako personal, being a radiographer, personal po nabigyan ng pagkakataon na magsulat ng tula at ibigay at ilathalas ng tula tungkol sa mammogram. Mm-hmm. At mabigyan inspiration po sa mga kababaihan. Kaya ito po isang para sa akin personal na nagkaroon ng partnership. Mm-hmm. At nag, you know.
Yes, and hindi natin palalampasin ang chance to na hindi natin maririnig yung tula na yan. I know na ilathala sa ilang mga pahayagan, pero gusto sana nating maiparinig din mula mismo sa'yo yung tula na ginawa mo.
Ang ating pong pamagat ng aking tula ay tanang tungo sa ating dibdib. Sa paglipas ng panahon at tayo'y 50 na, nariyan ang pagkulubot ng balat, butot kalamnay pagangpaga. Hanap-hanap ay salamin sa mga nanlalabong mga mata, ganap na ngang nakarating sa estado ng pagtanda. Sa kabila ng lahat ng unti-unting pagbabago, katawang wari mong humihingi ng tuwi ng saklolo. Sariling kalusugan, pagkaisipin, huwag bibitawan at isusuko para sa pamilyang umaasa at hindi mabibigo. Tayo'y tila muna tumingin sa dibdib tungo sa harapan. Ating itong ugaliin, suriin at pagkaingat-ingatan. Ipaalam, bumisita at magdesisyong magpamamogram para sa mga dibdib makita ang kanilang kalagayan. Ginhaway saglit na mawawaksi sa mga dibdib na iipitin. Ngunit dahil sa kaunting sakripisyo, katapat na may tahimik na isipin. Kung cancer man ay dumating, ang mammogram ay kayang saglolohin. Madiscovery itong maaga na sa gayong kayang gamutin. Kaya't sa ating mga kababaihan, makinig ng maigi. Tayo at ang ating dibdib magsanib at magkampi. Pahalagahan ang mga eksaminasyon at magpamamogram palagi. Dahil sa kalusugan natin, mauuwi sa tunay na pagwawagi.
Oh, that's really beautiful. Oh, thank you.
Maraming salamat.
I'm listening through every word. Maraming salamat. Thank you very much sa ating mga guest ngayong umaga, kay Celine and kay Katrina sa pagbabahagi ng kanilang oras at kaalaman. Maaari po ninyong balikan ang aming mga usapan kung may mga nais pa kayong malaman tungkol sa breast screening. Ako si Edinal Magtibay. Maraming salamat sa inyong lahat.
Nais niyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.